From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Businesses were shut down. People asked to stay away from an area where a person mowed down pedestrians in Toronto, Canada. The mayor, John Tory, called it an awful tragedy.
It is a time to be as calm as we can be in the city, to understand that our first responders are doing their job, especially our police. I can tell you how incredibly impressed I was at the professionalism and the thoroughness of the people that I saw in action in the room that we've just come from. And I hope people won't forget that spirit of unity and that spirit of solidarity and that sense of calm that we should have as people go about dealing with an awful tragedy.
And the police chief said that 9 people were killed and 16 people were injured after the van drove down the street. Investigators continue to figure out a motive. Investigators in the U.S. state of Tennessee have arrested a man accused of killing 4 and wounding several others at a Nashville, Tennessee diner.
Police say Travis Reinking was naked except for an overcoat when he shot up the Waffle House. Metro Nashville Police Chief Steve Anderson says so far they don't have a motive.
We suspect some mental issues.
The 29-year-old was arrested last year outside the White House after trying to speak with the president. Authorities took away his guns, but police say Reinking's father got them back and then gave them to his son. Waffle House diner James Shaw wrestled the gun away from Reinking.
I figured if I was going to die, he was going to have to work for it. So I rushed him.
Shaw was grazed by a bullet. Authorities say he's a hero. I'm Julie Walker.
Armenian Prime Minister Sargsyan said on Monday that he would resign to help maintain peace in the ex-Soviet Republic following daily street protests since before he took up the post on April 17th. This is VOA News. Ahead of talks this week between North and South Korean leaders, the White House is clarifying what the end game with President Trump's anticipated meeting with South Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be.
The ultimate goal is denuclearization. They've already started making some steps that we feel are progress, but we certainly know we have a long way to go.
White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders, President Trump, Sunday, said the United States has given up nothing ahead of his planned summit with Kim, while Pyongyang has already curtailed its nuclear weapons development. South Korean President Moon Jae-in previewed the summit by saying preliminarily it's off to a good start with North Korea's recent decision.
North Korea's decision to freeze the nuclear program can be an important beginning for the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. It can also be said that it is a green light that increases the chance of success of the inter-Korean and U.S.-North Korea summits.
North Korea is estimated to have approximately 30 nuclear weapons, hundreds of medium and long-range missiles, and has been continuing to produce material at both its nuclear reactor and at hidden uranium enrichment facility. French President Emmanuel Macron is visiting with U.S. President Donald Trump, where the two are expected to discuss the Syrian conflict and defeating Islamic State.
9 months after a glamorous visit to Paris, the president and first lady are repaying the favor, hosting Emmanuel Macron and his wife here at the White House and beyond. Tomorrow, the Trumps host their first state dinner here. Rack of lamb and nectarine tart will be on the menu, plus entertainment from the Washington National Opera for about 150 guests, including House Speaker Paul Ryan and Pentagon Chief Jim Mattis. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Days of protests in Nicaragua over a Social Security overhaul resulted in the deaths of at least 10 people, including a journalist reporting live via Facebook. Some rights groups estimate that the death toll since Wednesday, when the demonstrations began, is actually as high as 25 people. It is a boy. For the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, Kate, the wife of Britain's Prince William, has given birth to their third child, a boy weighing 3.8 kilograms. The baby was born Monday at St. Mary's Hospital in London. A young military veteran who had his genitals blown off in a blast in Afghanistan has received the world's most extensive penis transplant. Surgeons at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland, rebuilt the man's entire pelvic region, transplanting a penis, scrotum, and part of an abdominal wall from a deceased donor in a highly experimental 14-hour operation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.